mentioned the word Iditarod, and images of racing huskies, dog sleds, and the last of the Alaska Mountain Men come to mind. Swenson, Boozer, Seavey, Mackey are names that carved Iditarod history. But Jujiro Wada? Who's he? University of Alaska professor and Seward native Edgar Blatchford says he's the man who built the Iditarod Trail.
It wasn't like he had GPS or any food along the way. He carried a rifle, bullets, and an empty sled, except, you know, perhaps something to sleep in.
Blatchford is helping the Asian American Cultural Center bring the musical Samurai Musher to Alaska. Back in 1909, Wada was renowned in the territory, his exploits covered in newspaper accounts.
The Seward Chamber of Commerce hired him to find a way to connect Seward with the gold camps in the interior and eventually Nome. So Jujiro Wada was hired at $1 a day, and he hired, kind of like we think an international crew, and they set forth to blaze the trail from Seward to Nome.
Why Wada? Because he was considered the foremost musher in Alaska at the time. University of Alaska professor Tony Nakazawa takes up the tale.
Wada was credited with mushing probably about 40 to 50,000 miles across Alaska.
Nakazawa says Wada came from Hinodamachi in Ehime Prefecture. He was born in 1875 into a samurai family down on its luck and left home early to seek his fortune in the United States. He first arrived in San Francisco.
One of the stories that's more prominent was that he was shanghaied by this Captain Norwood on the ship Balena. And they were up in the Arctic waters, and their ship became icebound. And so Captain Norwood had Wada and a small group go on to shore, and there he befriended the Brower family, who mobilized the village, and they came out and saved the people on the ship.
Wada then worked at the Cape Smith Trading Post with the legendary Charles Brower. It was there, no doubt, that he learned his dog mushing skills. Later, he traveled with E.T. Barnett, the man who founded Fairbanks, and he did his share of gold prospecting. Wada was a man of many talents: sailor, prospector, dog driver, and quite the adventurer. And he was driven by the desire to make his fortune and send money back to his widowed mother in Japan. A 1995 book published in Japan called The Samurai Dog Musher Under the Northern Lights is credited with spurring interest in Wada in that country. Now the Mikan Ichiza playgroup from Wada's hometown in Ehime Prefecture has produced a musical based on Wada's story. The stage production covers the triumphs and disappointments of Wada's life from childhood on. Wada's fortunes did not always run smoothly. Nakazawa says Wada was once almost lynched because of a misunderstanding.
So one of the articles that we looked at had said that Wada was sent to mush to Circle and Dawson City to kind of build up Felix Pedro's gold strike, and upwards of 1,000 prospectors came to the Goldstream Valley area. And unfortunately, they didn't find gold as promised. And Wada almost met his demise. But fortunately, Mr. Barnett prevailed, and Wada was spared.
And as World War I loomed, Wada was faced with discrimination because of mistrust of the Japanese in the United States. Edgar Blatchford says Wada's story is exactly the kind of thing that fascinates tourists who are looking for something beyond the usual attractions.
This is a major production. They're excited about it. They put a lot of time into it. They're serious performers, and they recognize the connection between Japan and Alaska, which gives Alaska a great avenue for more and more people from Japan coming to visit Alaska and getting off the beaten path.
Wada eventually left Alaska. His later life is obscure, but we do know he died in San Diego without ever having struck it rich. But the growing interest in his life is sure to enrich his memory in Japan and Alaska. I'm Ellen Lockyer.